Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. May the Lord bless you in our time of worship as we pour out our joy and our gratitude and our thanksgiving to God. A couple of brief announcements and then some special announcements. There is no Bible study on Tuesday this week, but we'll meet the following week. The last meal at East Garden Community Apartments happens on the 22nd. It's the sixth and final one that we've served this year, and volunteers are always appreciated. 4:15 to set up, 5 o'clock to serve, and 6 o'clock to clean up if you can. And the gift gals, whenever your meeting is, I was just asked to share that you are supposed to bring your own beverage. Did I get that right? Bring your own beverage. Evidently, the rest of the food is being provided. And Laura Johnson is right there.
Good morning. The Personnel Committee wants to make you aware that there has been a staffing change. Amanda Wolf will not be taking the administrative position, the administrative assistant position, as previously announced. In a letter, Amanda wrote to St. John's that it's with heartache that I break my call agreement with St. John's Christian Church for my employment as the administrative assistant. When I truly examine my heart is still with my current employer, and that is where I feel my calling is still. And then she's praying for the right person to come along and fill this position. She thanks us for the opportunity and wishes us all the best. So the search for administrative assistant has been reopened.
Good morning. So I come with a special announcement from the Christian Education Committee about Rally Sunday, which is scheduled for September 8th this year. Traditionally, after the lunch, we do some fun with outdoor games and a bounce house. This year, we're changing it up a little bit, and we're going to get a little competitive. We have a little bit of a promo video to show you to give you an idea of what will be happening. Excited, right? I love seeing the facial expressions to that. So we will be playing a kickball tournament. We are asking that everybody start thinking about teams that they can create. So a team can be 7 to 9 people. Get your team name, get your team colors. We will do a rookie league. Lainey and JD, I'm looking at you two. We'll do a rookie league, so a kids league too. We'll have that set up so that you kids aren't having to, well, adults, we're not having to keep up with the small kids. So please be thinking about the teams that you want to create for that. You can let me know in the church office. I'm going to get a sign-up sheet up on the bulletin board tomorrow, or any member of the Christian Education Committee, depending on how many teams we have. We'll end up doing kind of like a bracket system, or if we only have 2 teams, then we'll just play a few longer innings. For those of you that don't want to actively participate in the game, we ask that you please leave your lawn chairs outside after worship and come and watch the game. Watch us make ridiculous, silly craziness of ourselves, right? Because this is for the fun and the fellowship of it. So we'd love everybody to be involved in that time together. So thank you. Our opening scripture this morning comes from Psalm 1, which can be found on page 532 of your pew Bible, on page 4 of your bulletin, or printed on the screen above. Hear now from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we delight in you this morning as we gather together. This indeed, another blessed day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it as you fill our hearts in worship and prayer. Amen.
Please stand if you are able. And let us sing our hymns of praise. We have three hymns of praise this morning. The first hymn of praise is This is the Day. It is found on page 590 of your red hymnal if you choose to follow along there. Our next, after a brief introduction to the next song, which is We Have Come Into His House, it is page number 588. And then a brief introduction into the third hymn, which is number 375, Jesus Calls Us. So let us sing, This is the Day.
Be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day.
now, let us all pass the peace of Jesus Christ our Lord to each other.
You know, it's getting close to time for school to start, or preschool, things like that. So we better have a couple school jokes, don't you think? All right. Why was the broom late for school? He overswept. Why was the egg thrown out of school? They cracked up. That was a good try there.
He was messy.
No, because he told too many yolks. Jokes.
Jokes.
There you go. Good. All right. Wonder how many of them caught that joke. I don't know. I've got a jar of beads here. Melty beads. That's right. These are melty beads. I got to give them back to my granddaughter after this. But these are supposed to represent all that we do in a day. Like, think about the things you do in a day. What do you do? Take a nap, maybe. All right. That's taking a nap time. Brushing your teeth.
Praying.
Yes. How about
loving.
Eating. Playing games. Reading. Just kind of messing around. Have fun. Working, maybe. Do you have to clean sometimes?
Yeah.
Things like that. That's all of that. Now, I've got these three balls right here. These are going to represent the time that we should spend with Jesus. Okay? Now, if I wait till the end of the day and I've used up all of this time, and then I try to put in my time with Jesus, I don't have enough time left, do I? Because it's the end of the day, we're tired. We have to go to bed. You try to pray at night, and pretty soon you fall asleep. Try to read your Bible in bed, you probably fall asleep. So putting God last isn't such a good idea in our day, because we will run out of time, okay? Here, can you hold these? Hold one for me. There we go. All right, let's say that we're going to change it around, that we're going to wake up in the morning and think of Jesus right away. Can you, put the ball in there. There we go. Think of Jesus, pray, maybe read our Bible. Think about what kinds of things we can do for Jesus. Maybe thinking of some good deeds we can do for other people that Jesus would want us to do. And spend time just getting closer to him. Then we still need to eat and brush our teeth, take our naps and things like that, play. So then we'll spend the rest of the time throughout the day with Jesus and with those other things. And look, suddenly we have time for Jesus. We have time for all those other things. Yep, there you see it. Because it fills in, and when we spend our time with Jesus like we should, we also have time for other things too, okay? So let's try to remember, maybe in the mornings when you're getting up, getting ready for school, saying a prayer, praying for your day, all right, praying for others, and hopefully we have time throughout the day to think about Jesus also. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being there for each of us, being there throughout our day, that we know that we can lean on you. Help us to wake up to you in the morning, think of you throughout the day, and end our day with you also. Be with each one here today. Amen. Okay, thank you.
Please join me in time of prayer this morning. Gracious Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, this time, to have Jesus in our daily lives, to be reminded of what Scripture teaches us, to remind us what we sing about in our hymns and songs of faith, that Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Messiah, the Savior. We remember in our time of worship that Jesus loves us, and he sacrificed his own life that we would have forgiveness of sins. And we remember that he arose from the grave, giving us life, life to the full, life in this world and a life to come. And Lord, as we look at Psalm 90 this morning, thinking about life, the steadfastness of life, but also how sudden life can change. With big events or small events, life can change quickly. And the Scriptures assure us that you, God, never change. And we thank you for being present with us, and that your love lasts forever. We thank you for those that have lived lengthy lives. We thank you for the knowledge and experience and the wisdom that they have, that they can teach younger generations. As Moses in the Psalm 90 was recounting the aspects of a song sung to you, of life, of difficult times, of perseverance, and praying for your presence. Lord, I pray that you would continue to shape and mold and direct our lives, that we would honor you with holiness, we would bow before you in times of worship, and we would go out and serve you with all joy and with all peace. Lord, we pray for the world in which you've created, in the world in which you oversee. We can be filled so with such despair at events, at situations, at evil, at hatred, at storms of difficulties, of life and problems and even death. But Lord, we know that you are the God of all, of every moment and of every life. We pray for the joys and the concerns and the requests on the back of the bulletin. We lift up to you in each of their situations. Susie and Shirley and Don and Sandy and Larry, Regina and Ben and Stuart. Lord, we pray for their well-being. We pray for their health and their spiritual health, that they would constantly be reminded of your presence and of your encouragement. Lord, we pray for the ministry of the church as we get ready for a new program year and a kickoff Sunday and the fun of fellowship and food and even crazy and wild kickball. Lord, we thank you for drawing us together. We pray your blessing upon this time. And hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
There are moments nothing can replace, when heaven and earth meet face to face. Broken heart begins to change. A word takes on flesh and a soul finds faith.
Where the unfulfilled are satisfied, the The unknown scars are reconciled. It's an open door to a brand new life. Up close in the presence of the Savior.
I just wanna be in the room, wanna be in the room when you move. And I'm not leaving, not leaving till you do. I just wanna be in the room, wanna be in the room when you move. And I'm not leaving, not leaving till you do. I wanna see the blind receive their sight. Hear the praise of the voiceless start to rise. Every child of God baptized with fire. Up here in the presence of a healer. I just wanna be in the room, wanna be in the room when you move. And I'm not leaving, not leaving till you do. I don't wanna miss it. I just wanna be in the room, wanna be in the room when you move. And I'm not leaving, not leaving till you do. Takes to get me to you.
Tear off the roof, lower me down, whatever it takes to get me to you.
Tear off the roof, lower me down, whatever it takes to get me to you. Roll every stone, push through the crowd. God, I wanna see you break through. Tear off the roof, lower me down, whatever it takes to get me to you. Roll every stone, push through the crowd. God, I wanna see you break through. God, I wanna see.